Along the rocky shores of Mitkoff Island, the scene is set. Two actors are huddled near a campfire under bushy trees along the bank. Director Heather Thomas is nearby. She's in her comfort zone, telling others what to do. She knows exactly what she wants.
I'm looking for like a nice open shot of you guys.
Yeah.
Not super wide, but I want this to start with the two of you.
Okay.
It's the first take of scene 42. Thomas grabs the director's clapboard and...
Action.
Thomas wrote the entire script herself and will be editing the finished product too. The story idea came to her over 2 years ago, and she spent about a year writing it out.
I think I'm best at being bossy, maybe. So writing and directing and editing, because I'm a control freak. Start to finish, I like to be like involved with everything. So I have a very clear vision, and I think that's probably the only way to pull that off.
Thomas has had a clear vision of what she's wanted since the beginning. She set up a framework of what she could accomplish with a limited budget, and she wrote the script to fit that.
In a way, it kind of helped having all these limitations, like location-wise and budget-wise, because then, you know, I made sure to not put in too many shots that were going to take a ton of time or were going to take a lot of money. Some days when we're shooting, I'm actually like, oh man, this is easy. We don't have to relocate. You know, we don't have to do this. And I'm like, oh, right. We did that on purpose. You know, we want to go to bed and get a full night's sleep and get out here and do this.
Handling the camera work is Heather's husband, Brandon Thomas. Together, the couple owns the local production company, Rocket Raptor Films. Brandon's day job is at the U.S. Forest Service, and Heather takes care of their two young children. But on the side, the couple does contract work for filming and photography. They have one movie under their belt, a short zombie film produced 5 years ago called Dead End Job. Heather has worked on a few movies in the lower 48, but this is the first one that's entirely theirs.
Pretty much everything we're doing on our own. We save the money to do it. We're paying for everything, and it's 100% ours.
The Last 40 Miles is a survival story about a man who is deep in the Alaska wilderness on a hunting trip when something catastrophic happens. With no contact to the outside world, he sets off in a kayak to paddle nearly 1,000 miles back to his family. Along the way, he meets another traveler whose intentions are questionable. Heather says, ultimately, it's a character-driven story.
How can you trust somebody when you have no idea what's going on and you've spent months by yourself just struggling to survive? And do you just abandon somebody, or do you help them, or do you try and together figure out what happened, or is it worth the risk? Because can you really trust people? Are you ever going to find your family? Could this guy somehow get in the way of that?
The couple hired actors Cammie Bruder from L.A. and Brady Roberts from Canada to play the film's main roles. They chose Bruder from about 200 applicants, and Heather knew Roberts before the project, and he was on board from the get-go. Otherwise, the couple is relying on friends for running audio and on-the-set assistance. They have also saved time and money by looking to friends for shooting on private property. Like here today, at a friend's house on the beach.
We found a lot of really great locations from friends and family and people who just offered to help us out. And so it's been nice, because I had anticipated having to pay for a lot of permits every day. And I mean, the cost associated with our locations has been like next to nothing.
The Thomases plan to have the film edited in the next few months and hope to have a screening in Petersburg by the first of the year. After that, they will seek distribution. Heather says their main goal is not to make money on their first full-length feature, but for as many people as possible to see the movie. She would like to host screenings all over the state. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.